With Cap Radio News, I'm Drew Sancer. In more than a dozen California counties, a little-known rule in the Clean Air Act has forgiven air pollution, not from the sky, but from the record. That's among the findings of a new investigation from the California newsroom Muckrock and The Guardian. Molly Peterson and our reporting partners have the story.
It's called the Exceptional Events Rule, and tucked into the Clean Air Act, it's meant to allow local regulators calculating whether a place meets air quality standards to leave pollution out if that pollution was from unusual or natural events. That includes volcanoes, dust storms, and wildfires. Air regulators argue they can't control wildfires or smoke, but health experts point out people still breathe it. And our investigation finds millions of Californians live in places where the Environmental Protection Agency has forgiven bad air days. Places like...
Here in San Luis Obispo, I'm Gabriela Fernandez at KCBX. In the eastern part of the county, the EPA allowed local regulators to forgive pollution from wildfire smoke in 2018.
I'm Manola Sakaita at Cap Radio. Regulators approved an exceptional event for wildfire smoke in Sacramento in 2012. We've also had smoke pollution since then, like when the campfire turned the sky orange. I talked to a 26-year-old who told me that Sacramento's smoky skies convinced him to become a climate activist.
And I'm Emily Zentner with the California Newsroom. An hour north of the Capitol, regulators have removed more than 2 weeks of smoke pollution from the record in Nevada County, the most in the country. I spoke to Dr. Alinea Stevens, who runs the health clinic at Chappaday Indian Health. She says on smoky days...
We see a lot more patients in clinic for things like headaches, lung issues. Sometimes we see higher blood pressure as well.
With partners at Muckrock and The Guardian, we requested exceptional events from around the country. These are basically arguments that even when wildfire or high winds might make the air worse, they aren't the kind of thing that regulators are responsible for. We also read thousands of pages of correspondence and other records. Here's my reporting colleague Dylan Bergen from Muckrock.
We found at least 21 million people live and breathe in areas around the country where the EPA has forgiven pollution from at least one so-called exceptional event, mostly wildfires. And because of wildfires, local regulators are using this rule more often to reach air quality goals.
It's kind of like a warning light on the dashboard for the Clean Air Act.
Law professor Michael Wara is with Stanford's Woods Institute for the Environment.
What exceptional events determinations seem to show is a poorer and poorer fit between the policy we have and the problems it's trying to solve.
Wara says the Clean Air Act has saved lives and millions of dollars, but the assumption in the law is that we can control air quality.
And climate change is kind of making a mockery of that when it comes to wildfire.
Our investigation also found California uses this rule more than any place else. Michael Benjamin heads the Air Quality Division at the California Air Resources Board.
We in the air districts in California will continue to take advantage of the exceptional events provisions in the Clean Air Act to try to show attainment.
Attainment, that means clean air under the law. Without it, the EPA can withhold money for highways or tighten rules on business. Even so, Benjamin thinks it's time to take a closer look at the exceptional events rule and the Clean Air Act.
States who have tried to keep these things separate, climate change and exposure to local air pollution as two distinct things, I don't think they're going to be able to maintain that indefinitely. And I do think that the Clean Air Act should really include climate.
In response to our investigation, the EPA maintains it is following the law and points to mandated mitigation plans for places that have exceptional events year after year. Benjamin says he hopes this summer's Canadian wildfires and the smoke they created were eye-opening to D.C. policymakers.
Maybe they'll start to think seriously about how to mitigate it, to maybe be willing to acknowledge that we need to do something more.
In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Peterson.
More news at capradio.org.